Hello?
Donnie!
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Sports, Scott Kennedy and Wendy.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Donnie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello, Donnie, Iris. My God, we love you, Donnie.
Hey, I love you too, man.
Who doesn't love Donnie? So, Donnie, I mean, you know, we talked to Eddie Money. I know somebody that you've known for a long time as well.
Yeah.
How do you keep going and keep, you know, everything that you're doing these days? How do you keep your sanity? or maybe you don't have your sanity anymore. I don't know. We're not sure.
No, I don't. I absolutely do not. No, I love it. I mean, you know, it's just what I do, and I just love doing it. I love playing for people. It's just, you know, when I see the crowd out there and they're getting into it and having a good time, I get off on it, man. It's as simple as that.
You know, when you first did your first concert, I don't know how many years ago it was. It was a long, long time ago, back with the Jaggers and all those days. Did you think back then you'd still be doing live stuff?
No, absolutely not. I remember back then I watched Chuck Berry on stage. He was probably 60 or 65 at the time, and I thought, oh, man, you know, I just can't see myself doing it. But here I am, man. I'm still doing it just like following in his footsteps, I guess.
Don, I want to ask you a question about having success at such a young age. How old are you when the Jaggers put out, which you're fronting, The Rapper? How old are you at that time?
At that time, let's see, The Rapper, I was probably like 20-something.
So can you take that all? Did you appreciate what was happening at the time, or did you get caught up in a whirlwind?
Yeah, well, we had been together for like probably 8 or 10 years before we had any real success with The Rapper. So, yeah, it was totally unexpected. We were a bar band, basically.
Somebody told me, Donnie, that a lot of the songs that you write, a lot of songs about women, Aaliyah, Agnes, are these based on true and personal experiences throughout your life?
Sometimes, mm-hmm. But for the most part, we write songs that are just based on, you know, things that happened. It's just about anybody with no particular woman in mind, but... you know, guys have always gone through those tough times with their girlfriends and so on and so forth. So, no, I can't say that any of them are specific to any.
I hope it's not true, because in Agnes, somebody's got a gun.
Right.
So, there
you
go.
Yeah, that's typical. You know what I mean? Yeah,
hey, Donnie, for people who don't know, obviously you live nearby. You're just down the road, down Route 60, down there in the Beaver Falls area. So what do you do when you're not performing these days?
Well, I'll tell you what, I own a mortgage company in Beaver County that I've had for probably since like 1990.
So that's your real job.
So yeah, that's my that's my job that I tinker with when I'm not recording or playing or doing gigs.
Now, you know, it's probably like asking Wendy here her name her favorite kid or Mr. Sports, but do you have a song or two that you still look forward to playing live, that you still love every time you do it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of them. There's in the first part of the set, we do Agnes, and we do Do You Compute.
I love that.
And those songs are still a lot of fun to do, and we like doing them, like I say, in the beginning of the set. It kind of gets me warmed up and gets the vocal cords going again. But besides those, I like doing some of the funnier tunes, like I Can't Hear You No More.
I love that song.
You want to shut a woman down, just play I Can't Hear You
Now,
anymore.
On the other side of that, on the other side of that, Donnie, is a song you go, if I have to sing this song one more time, I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
No, actually, I don't. I don't feel that way about any of our tunes. I know there's guys out there that do, but that's not so with me.
A couple of quick questions.
Yeah.
You released a new album over the past year, Elwood City.
Yeah.
How has that been received?
We're doing real well with it. We have we have our own label on it, so we don't have national distribution. But the places that are that it is available in, it's doing well. So I'm happy with what it's doing. And then we're going to go back into the studio sometime in June and start on another one. to have it ready for our 30th anniversary.
We're not
quitting, man. We just keep on playing and having fun.
Now, you're still with the guys, Mark Afsek, a longtime associate, and he's still running everything pretty much?
Yeah. Mark and I are still partners. We've been that way since 1979, actually.
And
Marty, my guitar player, has been with me just about as long. So we've been together a long time, still get along real good. They're still best friends.
I just want to use the word P. And people don't know this, but Donnie was at one time a member of the band Wild Cherry that did play that funky music. He came later after the hit.
There's a lot of good stuff there. All right, Donnie, good talking to you. We'll hope to see you this summer. Donnie Iris, ladies and gentlemen, part of the Mr. Sports.
Donnie, we love you.
Thanks a lot, guys. I can't wait to see you guys. We're going to be in Youngstown sometime this summer, so I'll be looking forward to seeing you, man.
We'll be watching for you.
See you, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks a lot.